report into women working in the tech sector has set off a few alarm bells. The advocacy group Tech Beyond Gender surveyed 200 female workers, tech workers. It found more than half have considered leaving their current positions, and over a third have thought about quitting the sector altogether. Meena Satish Kumar from Tech Beyond Gender is with me to explain this finding. Meena, good evening to you. Thanks for being with me.
Good evening. Thanks for the time.
So you've done these interviews. There's some quite radical claims being made here. Tell me how you've come to the conclusion. You know, half of the people you've interviewed have considered quitting. Do you know why?
Yeah, cool. So let me, just a small correction here. In this report, we surveyed women and gender diverse professionals working in New Zealand tech sector. I think it is general frustration and a feeling of hopelessness for these people working in tech sector, where more than 40% have experienced gender-based microaggressions in their workplaces, and more than 70% have reported no training or to create awareness regarding microaggressions have been provided in their workplaces. And besides that, more than 70% of them are dissatisfied with pay transparency, and more than half of them feel that they're not being paid fair, with disparities particularly affecting technical and migrant professionals.
What do you consider a microaggression? 40% say that they've had gender-based microaggressions committed against them. What is that?
So microaggressions are subtle, often unintentional comments or behaviors or actions that communicate bias or stereotype towards a person or a group. So this is particularly targeted towards marginalized or minority background.
Meena, you said that it's unintentional aggression,
yes,
and yet it's targeted. How can it be both?
Well, because of the stereotypes that are so ingrained in our society. There are certain systemic issues that we have really not addressed. So it's easy to just assume in a meeting that a woman would probably be there to take notes or be a people manager and not see a woman as a front-end developer or a solution architect or a technical lead. So that's what I meant, because it is very unintentional because we are so ingrained in those stereotypes.
Right. But what can you give us an example of what a microaggression is?
So being interrupted in meetings or having ideas appropriated or facing some dismissive comments or like just having some remarks such as, oh, you're surprisingly technical, or even saying, well, you're too aggressive is being assertive as
right.
a woman, right? Yeah.
But these things will happen to men too. I mean, you know, if a manager interrupts a man, is that a microaggression? No.
Possibly. I'm not saying that men do not have any issues as such. Probably they do face issues.
But then isn't that the point, though, that there are good managers and there are bad managers? It doesn't necessarily mean just because somebody interrupts you that they're sexist or that they're doing it because you're a woman.
But certain systemic barriers make all of these behaviors very pronounced for women and gender diverse professionals. So because of the stereotypes that are so ingrained in us, we just assume certain things and just talk about it without really thinking about it. So for instance, if I'm in a meeting and if I'm actually providing a technical input along with few other men in my team,
yeah.
That message that I would convey will hold value if it is backed by another man.
Okay. Meena, thank you very much for explaining this to us. I really appreciate it. Meena Satish Kumar from the Tech Beyond Gender, which is an advocacy group for women in tech.